So we're going to talk now about Half-Light, which is an exciting research and development project. It's led by visually impaired dance artist and choreographer Holly Thomas, and Holly joins me now. So Holly, tell us a wee bit more about this. It seems to involve a bit of everything: choreography, sound design.
Oh, thanks, Barry. As you said, it's a research and development project, and the aim, I guess, of the work is to explore how we might create dance and share that dance as live performance, but in a way that is accessible and inclusive for visually impaired performers and audiences. So rather than all the dance we make being generated sort of visually, so for example, we don't look in mirrors or create specific shapes from how they look from the outside, we think about how we kind of create an atmosphere, how we move together using all of the senses, and how we integrate audio description and sound design to create, I guess, quite a sort of sensory experience of the dance.
And how many people are involved when you say we?
So, in terms of our performers, there's myself, we have two other dancers, Kit Johnson and Lindsay Nanacorn, and Douglas Walker, who is a visually impaired actor. And then we also have a team sort of sitting around that too, sort of supporting the project. And we've been working really closely with sound designer Dan Pollard and dramaturg Raquel Messiger-Zaffe, who's helping to really kind of shape the work.
And what are some of the aims?
The aim of this project is to create material. So we've already begun to create moments of choreography and sort of bring those together. And my interest is around twilight and darkness and how our sort of sensory perception can shift through those times. So the aim is really to explore twilight and darkness and to take the audience on a journey through twilight and into night. As I say, using live performance, dance, movement, description, and sound design. And as part of that, we've been lucky enough to already do two sharings of our initial ideas with both visually impaired and sighted audiences that we've invited in. So a really important part of the work is that our audiences give us feedback about what's working and what isn't working, so we can keep refining that before we have a final sharing in July.
Where are you based?
So I'm based in Bristol in the southwest, and most of the project is also based in Bristol. So we've been really kindly supported by Arnolfini Arts Centre in Bristol and the Trinity Centre in Bristol. So a lot of our rehearsal and development and studio time has been there. We also spent a week in London at the Place, Contemporary Dance Centre, and they've also, as I say, supported the project there. But yeah, we're mainly based in Bristol.
So, is there a chance for the public at large to see this in the future?
Well, that is our long-term aim, certainly. Yes, that's what we're aiming towards. So this project, which is kindly supported by funding from Arts Council England, the focus of this is, as I said, sort of research and development. It's researching and creating the material that we need or that we're developing. And then from that, the idea is that the kind of next step, next stage, would be to, again, sort of bring on partners and to make live piece of work that could be toured.
What's your sight loss condition yourself?
So I have an eye condition called sclera cornea, and then a couple of other bits and pieces going on as well. And that was an eye condition that I was born with. So I've always been visually impaired. So it's always been kind of part of my experience, I guess, of life. Yeah.
And when did you first get involved in dancing?
So I actually trained in theatre at university, and then I was teaching performing arts at an RNIB college in Surrey, and we were approached by The Place, which is a contemporary dance school, and they had an education project and they wanted to invite visually impaired people to be part of that. And I actually went along with one of my students, and we both kind of participated in that and worked towards a performance and then performed in London and in Finland. And then from there, I met Katie Dimmock, who runs a company called Touchdown Dance based up in Manchester. And that's a company of visually impaired and sighted dancers. And the company also runs workshops for visually impaired people. So I had quite a lot of training through working with Touchdown and then have kind of sort of develop my own practice from there, really.
What advice would you give, Holly, to anybody with sight loss that maybe consider giving dancing a go?
A couple of things, really. I mean, I guess one is maybe trying to seek out if there are any classes or companies who are already running inclusive or integrated classes. So I know, for example, obviously there's Touchdown Dance in Manchester. I believe there's also another company called Illuminate Freedom who are based in London. Also, you know, try contacting your local sort of site support organizations. They might know of classes that are sort of inclusive and accessible. But, you know, if you see a class that you think, oh, actually, I'd like to give that a go, there's, you know, no reason to sort of contact them and contact the teacher and get an idea of how supportive they are in making their class inclusive for you. But, you know, I think dance is such a brilliant thing to take part in for yourself and your own well-being, or as a way of kind of pursuing a career more professionally. So I just say, yeah, give it a go.
And what about opportunities for people with sight loss? Do you have opportunities that might arise in the future?
Yeah, so I guess one of the reasons that I really wanted to make this work and to do this project was because, like myself as a visually impaired dancer, you know, I realised that there's very few visually impaired dancers. And I think there's quite a lot of barriers for blind and partially sighted people to participate in dance. And so I guess there was something about really wanting to shift that. And also as an audience member, quite often dance performances that I go to don't have any audio description. And when they do, although the AD, you know, sometimes can be very detailed, sometimes I think it's quite hard to get a real sense of feeling like you're immersed in the live performance. So this project, part of the sort of aim, I guess, really for this project is to try and shift that and find other ways of making and creating dance for our kind of VI audience.
Well, Holly, we wish you lots of luck with it. How do people follow you? Have you got a website?
We do. So my website address is hollythomasdance.co.uk. Probably worth saying that Holly's spelt with a Y, H-O-L-L-Y. So hollythomasdance.co.uk. I also have an Instagram account, which is holly_thomas_dance. And on Twitter, my Twitter name is @ilext. If you do want to find out more about the project, probably best to go to the website, and in projects, there's a section about Half-Light Project. There's also a contacts page. So if you did want to find out more or contact me or the team directly, then, you know, you're very welcome to do that through our contacts page.
Dance artist and choreographer Holly Thomas, thanks for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck with Half Light.
Thanks so much, Barry. Thanks for having me.